Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Thursday, which means our dear friend Mark Lupo Loopy joins us. Loopy, are you there?
Hello, Rob.
Hey, I'm alive. It was a rough couple of days, Mark.
You were very missed. I was quite concerned about your
Monday, I was rough. So on Monday's show with Garrett, I croaked through the shower like this. I sounded like a very sick Mrs. Doubtfire.
Aww.
And then on Tuesday, you know I'm really sick, because I don't like to take a day off. I'm not sort of a day off type of guy.
No.
And it's partly because I really enjoy what I do. To start the mornings chatting away about celebrities with people I love, it's a lovely way to start the day. I just couldn't do it. And so Miss D filled in on Monday by herself. She was quite worried, doing a solo show. It's quite daunting if you've never done one. Do you think you could have done one, Mark?
You know, I was thinking about it because she did a great job.
Great.
And it's a very hard thing to do. Like, it's like a Wendy Williams, like, looking
yes.
to the camera and talking for half an hour. But she killed it. And, you know, you do it every day. You could do it alone, but it's more fun with people, I think.
It is more fun with people. I was thinking about it because I didn't know if I'd be around to talk. I knew I'd be alive, but I didn't know if I'd be around to talk. That sounded so dramatic.
Yeah.
On Wednesday or Thursday. And I was like, I think you could pull it off. I do. The thought of it is actually more daunting than doing it. You
yeah.
can talk for 20 minutes. We know our celebrity stuff really well on this show. So
yeah.
Miss D filled in on Tuesday. Wednesday, I was back with Donnie, a little croaky, but I feel great today. So thank you for all your kind messages. Terry, I followed your advice. Terry, our friend Terry, told me all the potions to take, all the pills. And I did. I'm doing lots of vitamins and hot tea and honey. So I'm back. Hey, let's jump into the show. We've got so much gossip. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. Janet Jackson said her brother Michael Jackson teased her about her weight. It got really ugly. Janet said he called her a pig, a horse, a slaughter hog, and even a cow. So Janet is so private. She never, ever talks about her personal life, but she's sitting down in a new two-part documentary titled Janet Jackson, where she is telling all, Mark. She said the following quote, "There were times when Mike," she called Michael Jackson Mike, I like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
"There were times when Mike used to tease me and call me names. He called me a pig, a horse, a slaughter hog, and a cow." She said he would laugh about it, and she would laugh too. But deep down inside, it was really, really hurtful. She went on to say, "When somebody says that you're too heavy, it really affects you." And she grew up in the spotlight as the youngest member of the Jackson family. And she said she became an emotional eater. Whenever she was stressed or something was bothering her, she reached for food for comfort. What do you think, Mark?
Oh, I mean, Janet, this is sad. This is really sad. But I will say it's much like a lot of other sibling relationships
right.
that I know of, including my own. You know, my brother Jonathan and I, when we were younger, we used to say mean things to each other. He called me fat, I believe, and other things, and I called him short. But that's what you do as kids, and then you grow out of that. And then, you know, you forgive, and you realize that it was not meant, you know, to be harmful. You were kids. But I am shocked to hear that Michael would call her these names, because in my mind, I thought they were so close that they were like an unbreakable bond.
But I think you're really smart, Mark, because what you are touching on here, what you are explaining, is that the Michael Jackson in our mind doing the moonwalk was not the Michael Jackson that called her names. He was a little boy. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same with your own family. My sister Christine, who I grew up with, she's a grown woman now. She doesn't call people names.
Mm-hmm.
But when Christine was 6 and 7 and 5, you know, we all were a little bit harsh with one another. Children say awful things. And I think part of it is life. You want to protect children from any meanness, but I think you have to sort of experience it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And you know, it's sad to know that this affected her in a way where she's emotionally eating, and it's it's contributed to her weight fluctuations over the years.
Yeah, it really has. What was interesting too is she said it was after Thriller that the two of them drifted apart.
Oh.
So she loved Thriller, which was released in 1982, and she said she has amazing memories of that album. But it was the first time in her life that the two of them were just not on the same page. He started to separate. He was no longer as fun as he used to be. She felt frozen out. And that was the beginning of the end for the two of them. I can't imagine having a brother or a sister or even a friend who becomes that successful. My husband's friend, Barry Manilow, he hit the big time too. And Barry said when he became super successful overnight, number one records, millions of records, he lost all his friends too. And I think you become really isolated. This is quite a common story.
It really is. And, you know, that's how I felt when I got on this podcast. You know, my friends stopped calling me, my family blocked me. And, but you know what? I'm just kidding. But no, Thriller was his big moment. He was like, you can't even compare the fame that he had.
There's no one like that. It's like being Jesus Christ or being Mickey Mouse or a Beatle. Like, it's bigger than Adele fame. It is fame the likes of which we will never see a pop star ever again because of the way the music business has changed. Who will ever be the next Michael Jackson? Beyoncé is a superstar. Don't come at me, Beehive.
Mm-mm.
Even at her peak, she was not Michael during Thriller. What was it? 80 million albums. Something crazy like that. Artists go their entire life now without selling that many albums. So it changed everything. Janet did say too that after Michael was accused of molesting a young boy at the Neverland Ranch, her career changed too. And she said she was talking to Coca-Cola about being their spokesperson, which back in the day was the coolest thing. Whoever Coke had, remember Britney, Beyonce, Madonna, whoever Coke had was like the coolest celebrity. So they wanted Janet, and after the accusations, not towards her, towards her brother, they said no thank you. So she was guilty by association. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Janet said her brother Michael teased her about her weight. Are you shocked that Private Janet is now telling all? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Loopy, what are you working on?
Oh, this is a fun one. Kim Kardashian has responded to Kanye West's claims he retrieved a second sex tape from Ray J.
Oh, Kanye!
Oh, my God. Rob, read Kim's lips. She says there is no second sex tape with Ray J. So Kim issued a statement after Kanye West made headlines for claiming he personally retrieved a laptop with more footage of his estranged wife and Ray J.
Mm.
While Kim doesn't dispute Kanye's actions, a spokesperson said there wasn't new sexual footage on the computer.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So the statement says, after review, there was nothing sexual on scene, only footage on the plane on the way to Mexico and footage at a club and restaurant on the same trip. Kim remains firm in her belief that there's no new second tape that exists.
I believe her.
I believe her too. You know, Rob, I don't understand why Kanye continues this narrative. Like, why does he continue to push this idea?
I think he wants her back and he's trying everything. So going to get an alleged sex tape, jumping on the red eye, going to LA and picking up the tape, or the alleged tape, to prove that you're the hero, didn't work. She said, thank you for the laptop. Where's Pete? Like, you know, she didn't work. So he delivered this tape. He delivered this laptop to SNL where she was rehearsing. And she was really grateful and she burst into tears and said, thank you very much. She doesn't want any footage out of her. They're very controlling, the Kardashians, about their image. She doesn't want old footage out there. So she was thrilled to get the laptop back. But she didn't think he would then go and talk about it. And that's Kanye's mistake.
Is that
if you really want to do something to help somebody, you don't tell anybody. It's like, I know a lot of celebrities. Actually, I know a lot of good regular people too. I'm looking at you, Mark Lupo, who does really nice things and doesn't tell anybody. People that donate money to charity, people that help other people out. The minute you tell me about it, then I'm not quite sure it's as good as if you don't, because the reason you're doing it is slightly different. We work in the celebrity world, Mark. We know the good celebrities. There are also good celebrities that do make a difference, but they want it to be part of their publicity campaign too. I feel, you know, I'm still glad ultimately the money goes to a good cause, but I do like it when it's revealed by surprise that they've donated all this money. What about you, Mark? I always like it better when it slips out, and I can tell the difference. I know when it's put out by a publicist, and I know when it's accidentally leaked.
I totally agree with you. And when you read stories about celebrities doing good things, oftentimes you can tell us a publicist has crafted this narrative.
Yes.
You know, where I just prefer, you can hear it after the fact. Like Bob Saget, for example, when he passed away, you learn that he helped many people on the low. He didn't want any attention or credit. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to help people. And he was a very well-off person who could do that. And I love that about him.
I do too. And just your time too. You don't have to give money. I really like it. I really, really do. You also know too, if the person receiving the help, if they talk, not the one giving it, if you do something nice for somebody, I know celebrities that visit people in hospitals, they don't talk about it. Now, if you're the person in the hospital and suddenly Brad Pitt turns up, you could talk about it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It depends who talks about it. That shows you all the difference. Kanye, I think I'm glad you retrieved this laptop, but don't be talking about it. Okay, moving along. Disney are responding to Peter Dinklage's criticism about Snow White. I never thought about this, and it just goes to show you how this is not part of my world, but it is part of so many people's world. I have a bad arm, I have a broken arm, so a lot of people don't really think about what it'd be like to only have the use of one arm because of two. I think about it all the time because I don't have both. So Peter criticized Disney for remaking Snow White, saying that this fairy tale is effing backwards in its depiction of dwarfs. Mm. Now, Disney have said they have reached out to the community to try and fix this. They don't want to have stereotypes in the movie, and they want to have a different approach towards the seven characters. They're looking forward to a long discussion, development. However, it's still Snow White and the seven dwarves. And Peter said he was so taken aback by this. And he said in one way, they want to present themselves as progressive by hiring a Latina actress to play Snow White. But at the same time, they are, quote, making an effing backwards story about seven dwarfs living in a cave together. What the F are you doing, man? I think there are some stories, Mark, that we probably shouldn't remake.
Yeah, you know, much like you, Rob, I was texting my friends yesterday, and I didn't make the connection between Snow White and the seven dwarves and people who are little. And
yes, I didn't know it.
You know what? But I'm glad he called it out, and I'm glad we're taking a step and a beat now before we go and make these movies over again and we continue to retell these things. Let's not do that. We don't need this movie. No one asked for this movie, and I think we need to be more sensitive about some of the things that we're telling and producing.
Watch the original. The movie already exists. It's out there if you want to watch this movie. It's out there. The book's out there. I think Disney know they have a problem too because they're calling the movie Snow White. And they're not calling it Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Now, if you've got to take something out of the title, you know you've got a problem. You know you've got a problem.
You do.
What's going on with The Real Housewives, Mark? I hear another one has bit the dust.
She sure has. So Jenny Nguyen will no longer be a cast member of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City after offensive social media posts have come to light. Yes, that's right. So Jenny's social media posts were related to the Black Lives Matter protests in 2020. She allegedly shared and reposted memes with language like BLM thugs and violent gangs. Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, I think Bravo has encouraged bad behavior for a very long time. I'm not giving Jenny here a free pass. I'm glad that she's no longer going to be part of the show. But I understand from her point of view how all these housewives seem to get away with it. They seem to have just awful behavior. That is a show that really has not stood the test of time well.
No.
They've stopped airing the repeats as often as they used to. At one point, you turned on Bravo, and it was just old episodes 24/7.
Yeah.
And I think there's a reason they've pulled some of them. They just don't hold up well. And I think you can still have a really entertaining show about women in different cities and not have racists on the show. It's not that hard.
It's not, Rob. And then to that end, Bravo did release a statement about the situation. They said, "We recognize we failed to take appropriate action once her offensive social media posts were brought to our attention. Moving forward, we will work to improve our processes to ensure we make better informed and more thoughtful casting decisions."
Good idea. You should have done it from day one. Good idea. I'm told they're looking to recast The Real Housewives of New York, and the number one criteria is not that they be tall or rich or even married. They can't be racists. And I think that's a really good criteria. I mean, it's shocking in this world and today that that has to be on the list, but it has to be with this franchise. No more racists on Bravo. I mean, the bar is pretty low. It's really hard to get fired from Bravo. It's really outrageous behavior gets you the job. Once you're fired from Bravo, remember the racist girl from the Vanderpump show? What was her name?
Stassi Schroeder.
Stassi Schroeder. I know. Like, you said it, girl. You said it. It's
and
on tape.
Yeah, now she's gone.
This is on social media. You said it. Jenny seems to be blaming her old social media team for this, but I think we know what's going on here. Hey, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Mark Lupo Loopy. Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Thank you very much, Mark. That sounded like a 70s movie. I like it. So Taylor Swift is blasting a singer called Damon, who I don't know, but he's claiming that she doesn't write her own songs. Who do you believe, Taylor or Damon? 98% believe Taylor. Taylor Swift writes her own songs. What was he thinking?
Well, much like you, Rob, I had no idea who this man
was. Who are you?
I Googled him, and when I Googled him, I noticed he's done this to other people too, including Adele. He said some mean things about her. So my thing is this, Damon, stop it. We don't know who you are. We don't care who you are. And leave Taylor Swift alone.
Don't pick a fight. We don't know who you are. Oh, so he's got a pattern of doing this.
And then he has a pattern of saying things and then saying that the media
twisted
his words.
You said it. I mean, the thing is with the media is you're on tape. You're on video. Like, it sort of is what it is. Please.
It is.
I'm with the majority here. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip and Monsieur, to check back tomorrow. My favourite part of the show. It's our nicest of the day given to us by our nicest person in the show, Mark Lupo. You're so nice, Mark.
So, Rob, the nicest of the day today, it's Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra.
Priyanka Chopra.
We love them. Rob, they're excited to be parents.
Oh, bless.
Bless them. The couple welcomed their first baby, a daughter, via surrogate on Saturday, and they announced the exciting news in a coordinated Instagram post, as one does. Sources say they are truly eager to be parents. They are beyond excited. Now, Rob, Nick and Priyanka, they got married in 2018. I never thought it would last this long, but I was totally wrong. They were only dating for 7 months when they got married, but they have been always open about wanting a family. Insiders say that Nick and Priyanka have wanted a baby for some time, and this is a very happy time for all.
Oh.
Nick and Priyanka have definitely been ready for this new challenge in their life, and it's both something they really wanted.
They are ready. You're our nicest of the day. Hey, Mark, how are you doing in the love department? I hear you went on a few dates.
You know what? I've been dating around, getting around.
Yes.
Nothing to report that's solid.
No.
But I'm feeling good about it.
You're feeling good about you?
Well, yes, but I think 2022 might be the year.
God, really? Because you've changed, your mind's changed a little bit, and what do you think the change is?
I'm just being more intentional, and I'm feeling more committed to it.
A purpose. That's what Oprah says.
Yes.
A purpose. So now you're purposely looking for somebody. It's no longer just giggles and drinks with Mr. Lupo.
Well, it's still that, too.
It will always be that. And that's part of your charm. That's part of the charm.
That's part of it, yeah.
You're also my nicest of the day. Doris, if you're listening, your mother, I bet she's very happy. She would welcome a partner into the house, wouldn't she? Oh, she'd love it.
Of course.
How would Jonathan, your brother, be?
Everyone wants it, you know, but he's already married and busy.
Basically.
So they want something new. They want something fresh in the fam.
And bless.
I hope I can deliver.
Fingers crossed. I can't believe you used to call Jonathan short. It's so mean.
Amongst other things.
Yes. Oh, I don't. We're not on the show. It's a family show. Let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Hugh Hefner's widow has destroyed photographs of naked women allegedly used as collateral, as blackmail. So Holly Madison said that there were photographs of her that Hugh used as revenge porn. He had a mountain, quote, of revenge porn. And this is one of the reasons why she said she felt so trapped. And that's why she stayed in the mansion. Now, Hugh's wife, Crystal, reached out to Holly saying, just so you know, I found the pictures and I destroyed them. The reason this is the naughtiest of the day is I think those pictures should have been handed over to the police. Like, this is terrible. Mm. This is blackmail. Don't act as if you're doing her a favour here. This is criminal, I think. This felt really wrong. I know the wife feels like she's doing something good, but I think that her husband, that Hugh Hefner, should be held accountable for this.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, on Monday night, I watched the start of the 10-part documentary series. It's shocking. And, you know, part of me wonders, they were also brainwashed and manipulated. Maybe she was scared. I don't know. It's very sick. Everything that went on there is very disturbing.
Sick. It feels worse than that. It feels criminal to me. I feel that there should be consequences. Criminal. Holly and all those women should be given that mansion. They should. They should be given millions of dollars. I'm so angry about all this. Naughty is the day. Hey, quickly, before we go, let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. So when you only think about checking things off your to-do list and moving on to the next thing on the list, Mark, you fall into the trap of just finding more and more things to do rather than finding true happiness. Stop rushing through life, everybody. Don't speed up, slow down. I was forced to slow down over the last couple of days because I didn't feel very well. And suddenly I realised my to-do list just kept me busy all day. I didn't actually have to do many of the things on the list at all. I just kept adding things to my list. So I didn't ever have to live in the moment. And now that I didn't do those things and I threw that list away, I'm enjoying not doing things to fill up my life and instead enjoying the moment. What do you think?
Yeah, I can tell over Zoom, your face, you look rested. You looked like you're reflective, and I like
that
for you.
We used to say that when people disappeared for 2 days and got liposuction or Botox. I know, if ever you read in page 6 or on Naughty Gossip, they look rested. It's a code word, meaning they had surgery. You're a monster. I didn't have surgery, everybody, but I feel much better. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark show. That sounds lovely. A production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help, and we do read them, I promise. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.